NDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly cloudy this afternoon with highs around 50. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 30. Tonight, cloudy. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs around 47. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 46.
Kansas Winterbank and Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Republicans and Democrats in Topeka have come together to unanimously go with Governor Laura Kelly in endorsing the allocation of $15 million and planning for a minimum 50-bed psychiatric hospital that's set to be in Sedgwick County. WIBW reports that according to the Kansas Department of Aging and Disability Services, they asked the State Finance Council to release the cash for the third hospital for the seriously mentally ill in the state. As they say, the state hospitals in Larned in western Kansas and Osawatomie in eastern Kansas have been overwhelmed by demand for the services. According to both hospitals, they say nearly 20% of their patients that are admitted in Osawatomie and Larned come from Sedgwick County, and the volume of mentally ill patients in emergency rooms in the city of Wichita have become so great, the safety of nurses has been questioned. According to Republican State Representative Troy Waymaster from the Bunker Hill area and the chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, agreed that there should be work towards locating the 50-bed facility in the Wichita region.
Tis the season for savings at Rusty Eck Ford. We are spreading joy and cheer, and we have the new Fords you're looking for at prices you'll love with customer cash rebates. Plus, take advantage of finance offers as low as 1.9% APR for up to 66 months. And when you buy your new Ford at Rusty Eck Ford, you will make no payments up to March 2023. Celebrate this season with a new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford. And financing offers as low as 1.9% APR for up to 66 months. And you'll make no payments up to March 2023. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Of all of us here at Rusty Eck Ford, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Plus tax and fees, all rebates to dealer. Payment of $15.15 per thousand finance. No payment for up to 90 days upon approval credit with Ford credit. Interest accrues from time of purchase. These offers cannot be combined with others and expire at the end of the month.
A 16-year-old boy in Garden City, Kansas, is in the hospital after an early morning shooting on Christmas Day. KAKE News reports the event happened around 4:30 a.m. when police responded to a gunshot victim call at a local hospital. He was later flown to the Colorado hospital due to the extent of his injuries, and police say right now they do not have a suspect in the shooting. According to the report, the shooting happened at a party, the 600 block of North 8th Street in Garden City, and anyone with information or who may have witnessed the incident can call the Garden City Police Department at 620-267-1300 or at Crime Stoppers at 620-275-7807. The investigation on the incident is still ongoing. In other news, it was a busy weekend for the Kansas Highway Patrol with two residents being killed in separate different rollover crashes that happened on Christmas Eve. KAKE News reports that one of them happened on Christmas Eve around 6 p.m. on K-156 east of U.S. 83 in Finney County, where 23-year-old Melina Chavez left the roadway to the right where the SUV spun and entered the ditch and rolled over an unknown number of times. The other accident happened just southwest of Hill City in Graham County.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it was a big weekend for festivities with Christmas celebration across the state of Nebraska as the Knights of Columbus in the Grand Island area held their 36th annual Christmas Eve dinner at Mary's Cathedral Square. As they say, organizers love being a part of the event because it allows them to help serve others in the community.
It's important because there's people, especially like elderly who can't get out. We deliver meals to I think we had over 200 go out today to people who are homebound, and we'll serve probably 300 here in the building.
That audio from KSNB at local channel 4. In other news, the Salvation Army of Grand Island's West 3rd Street headquarters experienced a bursting water pipe that caused excessive flooding. KSNB local channel 4 reports the event happened on Monday this week, where they found extensive flooding throughout the entire building with ankle-deep water still remaining in some areas during the cleanup. They say the recovery efforts had been difficult, especially happening over the holiday weekend.
Holidays bring family and friends together to tables filled with delicious food. Make the centerpiece of your holiday table smoked and cured meats from Yoder Meats. Bring in the holidays with Yoder Meats custom smoked turkeys or fresh turkey, cured hams, prime rib, or specialty meats like lamb and goat, all hand cut for your gathering. Stop by your favorite store today and let our team help you find the right cut of meat to impress your holiday guests. Place orders early to ensure you get just what you want. From our table to yours, taste the old-fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and three locations in Wichita.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Final day for business, the Marshall County Courthouse will be Thursday, as the courthouse will be closed to the public Friday this week, close out books, and will then remain closed Monday, January 2nd, for New Year's. An injury accident was reported in Gage County Friday evening south of Beatrice. Dakota Voigt, age 29, of Wymore, collided with a Missouri man attempting to turn off Highway 112 onto U.S. 77 shortly before 7 p.m. Voigt was transported to a Lincoln hospital. The other driver was not injured. 15 building rehabilitation projects in Kansas will share $773,000 in historic economic asset lifeline grants through a partnership with Patterson Family Foundation and the Kansas Department of Commerce. Those include $75,000 each to Seneca Downtown Impact and the City of Corning in Nemahaw County. Designed to promote reutilization of downtown buildings, the Spring Grant Round opens February 15th with an informational Zoom meeting planned February 2nd. Additional details online at kansascommerce.gov/heal. Recent updates, the Pony Express Museum in Marysville were highlighted by Jeff Ottens, who was recently hired as director. The museum has extended operating hours year-round now and is in the process of updating exhibits and displays.
In the barn itself, they're actually doing some renovations with moving the wagons around and displaying things better. We're highlighting the era between 1850 and 1910. And so we have a lot of things from that era literally hanging on the walls. We're kind of cleaning up the horse and tack area and the wagons that we have and the tool area that we have. That's probably the tool area is probably the biggest renovation that they're doing. And it's just really bringing all the tools from the 1850s together. We are excited to say we may be partnering with the State of Kansas Museum and some of the items we have from post-Depression. They are interested in using for a statewide exhibit because of the quality of our items.
Jeff Ottens was a guest this past weekend on our public affairs program on KNDY and encouraged locals and visitors to stop by the Pony Express Barn and Museum.
It's really neat because our museum has the Pony Express as the focus because of the barn. We are the only one left in its original location for a home station. So they come for that. But then they get around and they start seeing all the wagons and the stagecoach and all the other items. There's a lot of things the kids can touch and feel here. And we can put you in the stagecoach for pictures. And you could go to a museum and actually touch stuff. And it's so very cool because all ages get into it.
Evelyn M. Weir, age 88, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church in Marysville. Burial Our Savior Lutheran Cemetery west of Barnston. Visitation Wednesday, 1 until 9. Family will receive friends Wednesday from 6 until 8. At Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Evelyn Weir. Mildred J. Hearn, age 87, passed away December 25th. Funeral service Thursday, 2 p.m. at the Waterville United Methodist Church. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 8. at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Mildred Hearn. Jim Keir, age 73, of Gatesville, Texas, formerly of Washington County, passed away December 19th. Funeral service Thursday, 2 p.m. in Gatesville, Texas, with the Scotts Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Jim Keir. Ardell Wilkie, age 93, of Marysville, passed away December 26th. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday 10 until 4:30 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Ardell Wilkie. Kenneth E. Kenny Shane, age 81, of Washington, passed away December 27th. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday from 4 until 6 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Kenny Shane. Sharon L. Schmidt, age 80, passed away December 23rd. Funeral service January 6th at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Rosary January 5th, 7 p.m. at the church. Visitation January 5th, noon until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Sharon Schmidt.
Double the joy!
Ho, ho, ho! We're doubling the joy this holiday season at Blue Valley Technologies. Refer a friend and you get $40 and they get $40. Refer as many friends and family members as you can before the end of the year and the credits will show up on your Blue Valley bill. Visit bluevalley.net/doublethejoy today.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Bottled water for your home or business is available through Water Conditioning of Seneca. Let Keith Haverkamp provide you with the purified Lindy Spring bottled water. You can rent the water dispenser from them, or they can sell you one. They'll set up a delivery schedule and keep you supplied with no hassles and great drinking water. You'll love the water and the service they provide. It's top-notch. For quality bottled water service and delivery, call Water Conditioning of Seneca today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Conditions continuing to stay dry and warmer today. Typically for this time of year, we can expect to see highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Partly sunny skies today with our highs in the mid 40s and mid 50s. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. More sunshine throughout Thursday with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s. And staying cloudy throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Still partly sunny as we head into Friday with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s. And clouds move in over Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Conditions staying cloudy as we head into the weekend, mostly cloudy on Saturday with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s. And partly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Staying cloudy throughout Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s before a large system will start to make its way through over Sunday night and leading into Monday, bringing a chance for some rain and thunderstorms throughout the region. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late December 40, record high on this date 70, the average low 20, and the record low 12 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:46, sunset this evening at 5:12.
Most of our normal routines are on hold till after the holidays, but you might be surprised by who is extraordinarily busy right now. Details today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits. benefits.
Turn unforgettable moments into heartfelt gifts this holiday with custom canvas prints, fleece blankets, and so much more from canvasprints.com. It's quick, easy, and affordable to create the perfect present for everyone on your list. Just upload your image, select your product, and check out. Use code HOLIDAY25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of custom canvas and metal prints, mugs, pillows, and more. Canvasprints.com and code HOLIDAY25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, December 28th, the 362nd day of the year. Actor Denzel Washington has a birthday, and the state of Iowa turns 176 years old. The Hawkeye State joined the Union in 1846. For some period between Christmas and New Year's, it's a blissful time of relaxation and reflection. For others, it doesn't get much busier. Garbage collectors say they pick up more trash this week than any other. Software developers are cashing in. More apps are downloaded this week than any other time of the year. Keeping the kids amused is big business. Disney World says this is one of the busiest times of the year. And couples seem to feel more romantic about now. How do we know? Most common birthdays of the year fall in mid-September. You do the math. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
A special holiday wish from Hoover's Incorporated. May songs of joy fill your home with warmth and happiness this holiday season. It's in this spirit we say thank you and look forward to the new year with much joy and cheer from Hoover's Incorporated.
Caring for your pets and livestock, the doctors and staff at Pony Express Veterinary Clinic wish you and your family all of the best. As we gather and take stock of a year past and the new start going forward, thanks again and best wishes from Pony Express Veterinary Clinic in Marysville.
Enjoy the atmosphere this festive season. It's a time of warmth and affection for each other, evident no other time of the year. All of those at Duzine Enterprises wish you the best of the season from Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Hope and joy. May all the gifts of this wondrous season be yours. Best wishes in the new year ahead from everyone at Elsie Grace's in Frankfurt.
At this gentle season, may you find time to enjoy life's simple blessings and the beauty of each quiet moment. From Lynn and Renee Bruna, Ricky Beichman, and the staff at Heritage Inn Express. When you have family and friends in town who need a place to stay, let Heritage Inn Express be your home away from home.
Happy holidays from Mason Tax and Accounting in Marysville. This Christmas message and New Year's wish include the spirit of a special time for you and yours. Happy holidays from Mason Tax and Accounting in downtown Marysville.
Season's greetings with all good wishes for the new year. From Elsie Grace's Gift Shop and Fudge Factory, Heritage and Express, and Mason Tax and Accounting.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Bowl season for the state of Kansas is right around the corner coming up this weekend as the number 11 Kansas State Wildcats are taking on the number 5 Alabama Crimson Tide at the Sugar Bowl with kickoff at 11 a.m. on Saturday this week. And Chris Kleiman, head football coach for the Wildcats, sat down to talk about a look back during the season and what led up to the bowl game this weekend.
Mostly ups, a few challenges, but the adversity's probably made us stronger. We lost early in the season in a non-conference game to Tulane, and nobody knew that Tulane was going to be in a New Year's Six game playing USC, and they were a dang good football team. And then we went on the road and beat Oklahoma when Oklahoma was ranked, I think, fifth. So that really jump-started us. Got off to a good start. I think we were maybe 3-0 or something, and lost at TCU. And
that audio from KWCH News. The Wildcats wrapped up at 7-2 for conference play, 10-3 for overall during the season, and was number 2 to TCU after beating them for the Big 12 championship.
No one is immune from scams, including our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. Scams can involve going after pension or disability benefits, fake requests for personal information, charity scams, and so much more. The VA won't request personal information by phone, email, or text, and use sites like charitynavigator.org before donating. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. For more information, go online to aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork. The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
The Kansas University Jayhawks may have wrapped up their regular football season at 6-6 for the season, but they are headed to a bowl game this afternoon with kickoff at 4:30 for the Liberty Bowl at Memorial Stadium as the Kansas University Jayhawks take on the Arkansas Razorbacks. Both teams ended 6-6 for the regular season as the Jayhawks were number 7 in the Big 12 Conference. Arkansas was sitting 5th in the SEC West Division. The Razorbacks are coming in with a slight advantage on the Jayhawks as rushing yards per game. The Razorbacks are sitting 24th nationally with an average of 223 rushing yards per game. The Jayhawks are sitting 61st nationwide with an average of 193. Kansas University wrapped up their regular season losing to Texas back on November 19th, 55-14, and then losing at the Sunflower Showdown against the Kansas State Wildcats 47-27 on Thanksgiving weekend. In college basketball, the Wichita State Shockers also have a tip-off this evening at 6 p.m. as the 7-5 Shockers take on the UFC Knights. The Knights are sitting 9-3 for the regular season. Mid-America Network Sports.
It's picked off by Kansas, and it's going to be a pick six.
Arkansas.
The Kansas Jayhawks have stormed back to win it in overtime.
It's the Liberty Bowl, live from Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium in Memphis, Tennessee. Our coverage begins at 3 this Wednesday.
Your Kansas Jayhawks are bowl eligible.
On your home for Kansas Jayhawk football.
Your home for Today's Country and Jayhawk football. Today's Country. 95.5 KNDY.
Holiday decorations may have you contemplating growing an American holly in your landscape. Here's some information to help with your decision. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. American holly is native from Massachusetts to Florida and west to Missouri and Texas and is hardy in zones 5 to 9. The red berries persist into winter and attract songbirds, while the flowers attract butterflies and honeybees. You'll need at least one male for every 2 to 3 female plants for fruit production. This growing holly can eventually reach 15 to 25 feet. Grow American holly in evenly, moist, loamy, acidic soils with full sun or partial shade. Select a location sheltered from drying winds. There are more than 1,000 cultivars on the market. Select one known for producing large, brightly colored fruit every year with dark green leaves and a dense growth habit. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
In a moment, I'll take you to a small room about the size of a large walk-in closet that's insured for $25 million. What's in it? Not jewels or gold or anything technological. Rather, it's something rare, old, and one of the few places in the world where the public can come and see it. Stored as part of our Best of 2022 series, and it's next on The American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need now on seed from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Go to the basement of the Museum of the Big Bend in Alpine, Texas, and Matt Walter can show you a vault with some amazing pieces.
We do have an amazing map collection here, all from Jan and Marty Davis. Marty Davis was a 40-year map collector.
This collector wanted a way to share his pastime with the public.
Marty said there's enough maps around the world that are being held in storage, but people don't get to see. He goes, I want to do exhibits. I want to be able to, people come and see these maps.
They received the first donation of 700 maps in 2005 and have received more maps from Marty's family over the years. There are some extremely rare maps here.
One of the ones we have is the Austin Tanner map by a cartographer named Tanner in Philadelphia, based on the 300 pages of notes that General Stephen F. Austin sent to him. And we have the only one that could actually be traced back to the Austin family.
Another rare map helped Indian agents with their work.
One of our pride and joy is the 1867 Kilo map of the Indian reservations. This is the only complete copy known to exist that belonged to one of the Indian agents. And that's why this map was made, so the Indian agents could get to their reservation.
There are many rare maps here. It is truly a treasure.
You can place a value on them, and we know what Marty paid for them, but they're not replaceable. You can't go buy another copy of it, so it's very hard to place a value. Right now, you're sitting in a room that I believe we insure for $25 million.
The public can see the maps, but they should schedule ahead for a tour. Matt or the staff usually need to handle the maps with much care. They enjoy sharing stories about those maps, their rarity, and how they shape the course of national and world events. Traveling the countryside in Alpine, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
There's an old saying used by ice fishermen: thick and blue, tried and true. Thin and crispy, way too risky. I'm Jody Henke. Check the ice before you walk on it, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Ice fish in the winter, but I'm very careful stepping out on a frozen body of water because ice is never uniform. Factors like wind, natural springs, and obstacles protruding from the water make a difference in ice formation. Clear ice with a bluish-green tint is the first ice that forms and is the strongest you'll see all season. And once that ice is about 4 inches thick, it's okay to fish or ice skate on. But if there's a covering of snow, be very careful. Mick Clemesrud with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources says snow puts the brakes on ice development.
The worst scenario would be if your farm pond froze, had about an inch or two of ice on it, and then you get a lot of snow. That snow is going to be just like an insulation blanket in your attic. It's going to stop or really, really slow the ice growth. No matter how cold it gets, that snow really keeps the cold away from the ice.
You can drill holes to see how deep the ice is, and you'll notice a drastic difference in thickness between the areas that have snow cover and those that don't. There could be as much as 50% more ice in the open areas. Dangerous ice has an off color. It can look milky white, gray, or black due to being saturated with water. Ice that's rotting has a honeycomb look to it from the ice crystals starting to separate. That means it's in its final stage of disintegration.
If you put an ice auger on honeycombing ice and you start to cut, you'll see big chunks of the stuff coming up. It doesn't have that fine shaving that you have earlier in the year. It's very dangerous ice. It's weak ice. It's ice that will give way under weight. It's been stressed to the point where it's going to be going out shortly.
Learn more on how to decipher ice formation at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you.
I always treasure the time I get to spend reading books with my kids before bed. Just the other night, we read a book about helping others. And in this season of gratitude, it reminded me how much joy there is in living generously. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. God wants us to be good stewards of the resources we've been given, and that includes helping those in need. In fact, the Bible says that God loves a joyful giver. If you read closely, it doesn't say God loves those who give a lot. It simply says a joyful giver. And sometimes there are seasons in life when it's difficult to give of our finances or our time or our treasure. We can live generously in a number of ways. The important thing is that we are recognizing that God expects us to give. So remember, no matter how we give, when we do it with a joyful heart, it's pleasing to God and is a sure way to live with more meaning and purpose.
Until we're able to reverse the course of climate change, farming will have to adapt as best it can. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
Our changing climate is forcing farmers to make some changes of their own. Brian Hallweil works in Columbia County, New York for Astanor Ventures, an investor in the food and ag space.
It's really not just a climate challenge that farmers and the food system are facing. What we learned in the last few years in particular was that we had a very fragile food system dependent on cheap energy, on very low input costs and free trade around the globe, and finally on a stable climate.
As a result, says Hallweil, farmers are needing to adapt and to look at diversifying their operations in order to become resilient in the face of climate-related challenges.
Adaptation that will help us deal with climate variability often will also help us deal with those other vulnerabilities. You know, how can we make our farms less dependent on cheap fuel, less dependent on inputs that may not always be around? And again, it gets back to that diversification at every level.
Hallweil was part of the program at the recent Grow New York Food and Ag Summit. He shared the stage with Bethany Wallace of the New York chapter of an organic farming association, and she's featured in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, we know that interest rates are affecting a lot of different things, including crop storage. Here's Dr. Jim Minert, Director of the Center for Commercial Ag at Purdue University.
In storage hedging, one of the things you look at is how much it costs you to give up the opportunity to sell that crop at harvest time and keep it in storage in a bin, either at home or in a commercial storage facility. Those examples change pretty dramatically when you look, for example, at soybeans being stored at an interest rate of 4 or 5% versus an interest rate of about 9 or maybe even 10%. Right. It makes a big difference, and that really kind of brought it home to me and certainly to my students this fall. Oh. And I think it's a realization that maybe a lot of us haven't quite thought through yet, but it does change the picture in 2023.
As we know, interest rates are impacting farm value.
Exactly right. And there has been a change. If you look at that survey over time, our participants or the people that respond to the surveys each month remain relatively optimistic about farmland values, but you can detect a change in sentiment. A year ago on that survey, I think 6% of the people in the survey said they thought farmland prices might decline in the next 12 months. On the most recent recent survey, the one we did in November, that changed to 15%. And you can see the percentage of people that expect farmland values to go up over the next year has come down sharply as well. So people are still optimistic. They're cautiously optimistic, but there has been a change in sentiment. And as we look ahead, I think the farmland outlook is really interesting with respect to not only what's going on in the next few months between now and, say, planting time, but looking ahead to 2024, if the Fed continues to push interest rates as they've indicated they're likely to do, yeah, seems likely that we're going to see some impact on farmland values.
Audio courtesy of AgriTalk from AgWeb.com. That's your Ag News.
Shopping small and local this holiday season feels good, so pass along these good tidings with gift boxes from Yoder Meats. Our gift boxes are filled with locally sourced meats, steaks, snacks, and cheeses. What a wonderful way to show love and appreciation to family, friends, clients, and employees. Call or stop by your favorite Yoder Meats location to discuss options for standard or custom designed boxes perfect for your needs. Place orders early to ensure you get just what you want. This holiday season, give the taste of old-fashioned flavor from Yoder Meats in Yoder and three locations in Wichita.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's Burwell, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Your barn is a warm, welcoming refuge for wild critters. Put up the no vacancy sign and keep them out on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Opossums and other wild critters would love to snuggle up and spend the winter in your barn if the opportunity is there. Kathy Garza Bear with the Ohio Division of Wildlife says critters go into a barn because it has ample food and warm bedding, and it's often easy to get inside.
A lot of barns usually aren't made like homes that we live in, so the structure does have weak points. There can be boards missing off the sides, cracks in foundations, holes in roofs. So you need to seal up all those cracks in the foundation, fill them in with a little bit of cement, replace missing boards. If you have broken window panes, fix the glass.
Keep animal feed covered with tight-fitting lids and restrict open water if you can. Tidying up the barn and getting rid of debris and piles will mean fewer places to hide. If the animals have already set up housekeeping and you'd rather they go somewhere else, you could live trap them. However, make sure you know your state's regulations on where wildlife can be taken. In some cases, it might be better to call for professional help.
Some people will hire a damage trap or a person that will come out because you're suffering some kind of damage, or maybe you just have a fear of having this animal near your livestock. They can remove them through trapping them. You can use devices for bats or birds in those openings in your barns to exclude them once they fly out for the night. This screening or mesh or netting can be put in place, and that way they can't come back in.
You have to be persistent and vigilant to keep wildlife out, and it helps to have a few hungry barn cats for rodent control. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for keeping unwanted critters out of the barn at agriculture.com.
Shop a great selection of outerwear, including Harriet, Murrin, and Wrangler at Fashion Direct in Marysville. Also featuring boots, including Timberland Pro, Harriet, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin Durango, plus Red Wing shoes. There's Double H boots and more. Outerwear and boots at Fashion Direct in Marysville. Plus online at Valley Vet and Fashion Direct. Take advantage of their Christmas clearance sale. Up to 50% off. Hurry while supplies last. Go online to valleyvet.com.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you on this Wednesday, December the 28th. Well, we are in holiday mode, and we'll continue that more than likely until after the January USDA report on crops comes out. That will be probably the second week of January. Also, a drier Argentina forecast and China relaxing COVID restrictions all have an effect on the markets on this Wednesday. March corn right now up 5.5 at 6.80 1/4. May corn 6.78 3/4. That's up 5.5 right now. Kansas City wheat for March, 8.82 3/4. That's up 3.5. Kansas City wheat for May, 8.76 3/4. That's up 4.75. March oats up 5.75 at 3.76 1/4. May oats up 2.25 at 3.68 1/2. January soybeans up 18.25 right now at 1,500 1/2. Soybeans for March, 1508. That's up 19. Cotton for March, 83.60 your current price. That's down 64 cents. Cotton for May, down 54 cents at 83.59. Live cattle for December, up 50 cents right now at 157.32. Feeder cattle for January, 183.40. That's up 30 cents. Feeder cattle for March, up 82.5 cents at 186.22. Crude oil for February down $1.08 at $78.45. Crude oil for March at $78.56. Looking at gold for December, $18.03. Prices down $11.70. Silver for December, $23.61.5. That's down 42.5 cents. Wall Street cent. S&P down 13. Nasdaq down 30.
Dear Santa, I wish for Christmas here from this more than any. Merry Christmas, Peyton. Yes, I have been very good as well.
Treat the ones you love most with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia, and we'll treat transparent and fast, better way to buy experience. If a new Kia is Kia has an honest and fair car process and available inventory on the lot today. All new Kias come with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Pull out your pen and paper and be sure to mark this down, because the 2023 Kansas Corn Schools are right around the corner. This is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. K-State Farm System Specialist Ignacio Ciampitti provides details on this amazing opportunity that you are not going to want to miss out on.
Shout out to Kansas Corn, that is one of the main sponsors, and we have a partnership with them working in collaboration, so we try to take care of academic coordination, and they are great on working with excellent partners. They put together the rest, working with our facilities and making sure that we have location, good food. And this winter, we are focusing on four schools in four different places. We're also planning to have early February, like a virtual school.
Ciampitti goes on to provide details on when and where each of the four in-person events will be hosted.
So our first school, it will be Oakley, January 12th. All the schools will try to go from early morning. Usually we start around 9 a.m. and we finish all the schools around 1 p.m. just with lunch. And our main idea on all the schools is we are focusing on a few topics. Production is one of the critical topics. In some of these schools, we're also covering soil health, management of disease, weed management. Our second school, that is on Salina, we are partnering them with Great Plains. So we're planning to be there on January 13. And the school will be very similar. We have multiple topics, markets, policy, and also we will have some topics related to planter systems. And we might have a possibility after the school to do like a tour around the factory. So that sounds, at least exciting on our end.
He ends by explaining the remaining events and provides information on where to register.
The following one is on Mayeta, so we will be at the Prairie Bank Casino. Our main topics will be connected similar to production. We also will have an update on disease and markets. And then the last one will be in our Southeast Research Station. So our folks on Southeast are hosting in the new building. Very similarly, presenters focus on regional corn practices for Southeast. We also have updates on weed management and then also markets. On the virtual school, we have a more variety of topics. But these presentations, remember that this will be on February 2nd. And we'll go from 5 to 8 p.m. And the main goal is just to give a quick update on multiple topics. So we'll go from production, disease, herbicide. Then we'll go to cost markets and also to the last point of policy. So very excited. There is a website to register. So if you go to Kansas Corn, you will find the corn schools. Just type corn schools. If not, you will be able to go to our e-updates. So we have all the information related to schools and how to register for the incoming corn schools. We're also planning to offer commercial pesticide credit and CCA credits.
Once again, that was K-State Farm System Specialist Ignacio Ciampitti highlighting the upcoming 2023 Kansas Corn Schools. From Kansas State University, this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. But it's true, so true.
been playing country music since before country music was cool. We're 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.